You're on my bag.
Are you good with that?
Yeah. Okay, we'll call the meeting in order and we note the presence of a quorum. First item is approval of the minutes of the 2024.
I'm moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, so move. Agenda items, Kathy?
Thank you, Harry. It's a fairly routine agenda today. So Chuck will be presenting our fiscal 25 second quarter financials. And then Ellen will be presenting the debt and investment report, followed by Mary Hom, who will have a report on credit risk. And then Neil, for your approval, will be presenting the fiscal year 2025 third quarter internal audit plan. And then Mary will return with looking for your approval of the audit committee charter. And that's our agenda.
Quick note on minute date. It's the April 7th, 2025 minutes, just to update that. I think we called it as 24, but.
I said 24.
Yeah.
Last year's. We're approving last year's.
Last month, well, April meeting.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Okay, the presentation of the fiscal year 2025 second quarter financial report. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Good morning. The second quarter of the fiscal year 2025 financials covered the period November 1st, 2024 through April 30th, 2025. As of the end of the second quarter, revenues exceed expenses by $375.9 million compared with the same period in fiscal year 2024, when net income was $323.6 million. The $52.3 million increase was primarily due to the increases in realized investment earnings on a large investment portfolio and the receipts of funding from the Battery Park City Authority this quarter, compared to the same period last year. Operating revenue for this period were $484.1 million compared to $433.5 million during the same period last year. Interest income on mortgage loans, the largest components of operating revenues, totaled $446.1 million, an increase of $67.7 million, or 17.9% from a year ago. Non-operating revenue was $181.5 million compared to $147.6 million a year ago. The $34 million increase was due to realized investment earnings of $95.7 million this period, which is an increase of $17.9 million compared to the same period last year, as well as $20 million receipts of funding from the Battery Park City Authority. Operating expenses were $289.8 million, an increase of $32.2 million, primarily related to the $28.7 million increase in bond interest expense due to the continuing elevated interest rate environment. Total assets were at $30.2 billion, an increase of $1.4 billion, or 4.9% from fiscal year end 2024. The increase was primarily due to normal growth of the corporation's mortgage portfolio. The mortgage portfolio net of conduit loans increased by a net of $630.8 million to $23.3 billion, accounting for approximately 76.6% of total assets. The 90-day delinquency rate remained above 3% this quarter and still performing relatively well. Total liabilities were $25 billion, a net increase of $1 billion or 4.4% from fiscal year end 2024. Bonds and debt obligations, excluding conduit debt, increased by a net of $501.4 million. New issuances were at $831.9 million, while principal repayments totaled $330.1 million. Payable to the City of New York increased by $755 million, primarily due to the receipts of grant funds to make mortgage loans on behalf of HPD under Section 661 of the Private Housing Finance Law. Net position at the end of the second quarter was $5.2 billion, up by $375.9 million from fiscal year end 2024. This concludes my remark. Any questions?
Question? Next item is the debt report, Ellen.
Corporation's debt report is as of April 30th, 2025. The last report presented to the audit committee is as of February 28th, 2025. During this time, the corporation issued four series of open resolution bonds totaling $403 million. The corporation redeemed $146 million of bonds in two standalone resolutions, bond resolutions. The corporation's debt outstanding as of April 30th, 2025 is approximately $17.3 billion. Corporation sector debt capacity
$23 billion. There being none, go to the investment report.
Corporation investment report is as of May 5th, 2025. Funds under management totaled approximately $7.5 billion. This report reflects routine investment activity.
The credit risk, Mary.
So the report before you is dated April 30th, 2025, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated February 28th. It was one new approved counterparty, Metropolitan Commercial Bank, or MCB, established in 1999. MCB is a full-service commercial bank based in New York City that focuses on small and middle market businesses, public entities, and affluent individuals. At the end of March, MCB had total assets of $7.6 billion and total deposits of $6.4 billion. While unrated by Moody's and S&P, MCB has a BBB plus rating from Kroll. MCB is approved for money markets backed by Federal Home Loan Bank. There were no rating agency actions of note. However, subsequent to the date of the report on May 16th, Moody's downgraded the U.S. government one notch from AAA to AA1. In its downgrade, Moody's cited the continued increases in government debt and interest payment ratios that are significantly higher than similarly rated sovereigns. As a result of this downgrade, Moody's subsequently downgraded the GSEs one notch to AA1 from AAA, and downgraded a number of systemically important U.S. banks one notch, including Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. And these rating changes will be reflected in the next counterparty to the audit committee. HDC's counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures being with Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo exposure is primarily in the form of construction letters of credit covering 18 projects and 6 interest rate hedges. Investments rated AA or higher were 42% of total investments on today's report, while investments rated BBB and lower or not rated were 39% of total investments. And just as a reminder, all investments rated BBB or not rated are fully collateralized by Federal Home Loan Bank MULOX and or U.S. Treasury or agency securities. The weighted average maturity of the investment portfolio is 1.6 years versus 2.7. HDC exposure to liquidity providers was approximately $786 million, while interest rate hedges outstanding.
Just a comment, you probably saw this in the news that and regarding MCB, that the board has voted not to give my CEO his payment package, whatever he asked for, but that would suggest there's trouble.
We do monitor all the banks. We have an analyst who does that.
Yeah, it's kind of uncommon to get. It was a pretty. It wasn't a close vote.
Yes, we have a new bank like a testimony. So.
The date of this report, we had 69.5 million.
Do you, just a question, do you try to keep certain ratios of rated and non-rated, or is that just sort of a?
So the larger banks really do not provide great rates. The smaller banks do, but not, but we, particularly after Signature, we have required collateralization of securities or a Federal Home Loan Bank, ULOC, a municipal letter of credit. Now with the banks, we're requiring them to invest in our money market fund. Because it's just like a now checking account. It's not a money market. It's not really fun. It's a money market account. And they have to have a ULOC. And we've checked it out with Federal Home Loan Bank. We can get that money at any time. It's fully covered. It's 100%.
So I think that it's short answer is no in that sense, right? Like, right. It's not like we're bound by any rigid mix of it, but there's like a low level of like.
We did limit every bank to 500 million. And there, we're getting rates that are, you'll see in the investment report, that low above 4%. A couple drop down, but most are like at 4.15, 4.5.
And the money markets aren't subject to the fair market value, which is.
Yeah. And it's liquid. And then repo is also another vehicle we use for short-term investment, which is still high too, that low of 4%. So.
Okay. Next item is the approval of the fiscal year 2025 third quarter internal audit plan.
Thank you. Bill. I present the third quarter audit plan. I'd like to update the audit committee on the annual business continuity and succession plan reviews. As you are aware, the annual review of business continuity and succession plan is part of the first and second quarter internal audit plan. So last report to the audit committee, I'm pleased to report that HDC completed its annual review of business continuity and succession plans for the corporation. All departments have reviewed, uploaded, and submitted their respective business continuity and succession plans. If there are no questions, I will move on to the presentation of the proposed third quarter internal audit plan.
Just for this specific requirements on how it is developed.
There are, well, Mary, my team might want to.
No, there are no specific requirements. We have a template that we standardize for all the departments, and we ask them to provide us with key information, who's responsible for key functions. With respect to succession, we ask about, you know, what happens if that person leaves? Is there, what's the risk? High, is it meeting low? And they're all self-reporting. So we do ask them to be thoughtful. They are thoughtful. They're very detailed. But there are no requirements.
Does E&Y look at the internal audit plan?
If I've ever been asked for it, we do have E&Y on the line. I don't recall them asking me for it.
I'm not suggesting them.
Danielle?
Sorry, it was a little hard to hear the question. Was the question, do we review the internal audit plans or reports?
No. Basically, that's
succession.
Business continuity plans.
Yeah, I guess maybe not specifically the business continuity plans, but generally we do review any reports that, right, as part of attending these meetings and getting the materials that are presented to the committee. We review the reports that are prepared by Mary and her team, and the audit plans that are proposed by Mary and team as well.
As you can imagine, too, in the early days of COVID, this was a little unnerving, but City Hall called over and asked every agency to present its succession planning. So, we started really getting a lot more focused on it at that point.
It was a plan,
yeah.
But we hadn't updated in a while. And so now we do make a conscious effort to do it every year. Mm-hmm. It's important. The rating agencies have asked about it.
So I'm pleased to present a proposed internal audit plan for the third quarter of 2025. The proposed projects include one assurance audit, one agile audit, continuous monitoring of HDC's investment portfolio on employee expenses, and ongoing work spearheading the PII and AI working groups. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to.
We have a motion to approve.
Hello.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. Mary, the approval of the audit committee charter?
Please present charter. Corporations Audit Committee Charter requires an annual committee to determine charter's adequacy. The last time the audit committee reviewed and approved the audit committee charter was September 24th, 2024. There are no changes to the audit committee charter. So if there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the audit committee charter.
And do I have a motion to approve? The audit committee charter?
Some.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. Is there any other business? There no other business? I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Some.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.
So when is the next meeting?
Thanks all. Have a good day.